Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, September 19th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. And if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Threads at the Sportscast One and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast, for iOS. Week three has commenced. Last night in Buffalo, after the Dolphins lost against the Bills 0-3, is that a bad thing? We'll ask Ray a little bit and join us. Ray Sherrod, 2-0.
Hey,
welcome back to the Sportscast. Woo.
First of all, go Niners. You know what, man? I'm Niner faithful, and thank you. Thank you, Mac Jones. That's all I got to say. But what's going on?
Mac Attack, as they call him, the first choice of Kyle Shanahan, threw for 279 yards and a career high tying 3 touchdowns. And they banked up the New Orleans Saints 26-21. The scoreline doesn't speak for itself, but Ray, give us a little recap of what happened. And will Mac Jones take that number one spot, maybe?
Nah, man, Purdy's always going to be the man, but you know, always say it, next man up. You know, just, you gotta take out when your opportunity comes, man, you gotta take advantage of it. And Mac Jones did that. You know, 26-39, 270 yards, 3 touchdowns. He looked great. Was it an awesome game? No, it was it was kind of a very close game. I was even surprised with Spencer Rattler, man. He had 3 touchdowns. I was getting worried because I was like, oh, my goodness, the Saints look good. You know, I mean, you see Rashid Shaheed look good. Juwan Johnson look great. The receivers are looking great. Even Alvin Kamara was running hard. But you know what? At the end of the day, we had Juwan Jennings, man, come back and got us 89 yards and a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey, baby, got a touchdown. 55 rushing, but, you know, he also did 52 in the air. I mean, he looked amazing. Amazing.
So, Brian Robinson Jr. had 20 yards of rushing as well. Right. Yeah. Juwan Jennings, as Ray said, came back 89 yards. Ricky Pearsall, 56. McCaffrey, 52 receiving. Kendrick Bourne, 32. Yeah. I don't see the 49ers having an injury issue except the quarterback, but we'll get in there. But they're okay with that. With the backup quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, he played good, but let's not get it twisted, guys. It's the Saints. It's the Saints, and they're 0-2, and they're 0-2 for a reason. I really didn't think. I always knew the Niners could find a way to beat the Saints, but I gotta tip my hat off to the Saints. They did keep it very close because there was times when they were getting down the field. It was just penalties and stupid mistakes that kind of, you know, cost in the game. But, you know, here's the beautiful thing. No interceptions by none of the quarterbacks.
That's a fair game there.
Yeah. So, but I am extremely happy with our guys. We did lose Kyle. We lost Kyle. Kuzcheck. We lost him, our fullback. We lost our fullback. He was out. So we did lose him. And he's a huge piece to our puzzle in our offense. So he's going to be truly missed.
Spencer Rattler had 207 yards. Alvin Kamara, as Ray brought up, had a good game, 99 yards. Chris Olave, 54 yards. Rashid Shaheed, 52. Nothing too scary. from the Saints. But we do have something scary. Is Brock Purdy going to come back week three versus Cardinals? He had a little bit of a knock. What have you heard over there in the Bayside area?
He says, you know what? He feels good, and it's probably going to be down to a game time decision. Me, this is what I would do. I would probably give him another week. You know, Mac Jones did win you a game. I would probably play it safe and give him another chance to relax, because a shoulder injury, you know, we're playing the Arizona Cardinals. They're 2-0, but I think we're pretty even. I think we're pretty even because they got some good receivers, and we got some good receivers. They got an awesome running back that can catch and throw. But
James Conner?
Yeah, but guess what? We got Christian McCaffrey. And we have Brian Robinson Jr. So they got McBride. I mean, I think that'll be even. And I think it's a game that we can win. I think that's a game that we can win.
As Ray said, Brock Purdy, quarterback of the Niners, is suffering with a toe and non-throwing shoulder. And I think you're right, Ray. I mean, Mac Jones is hot after one game.
Two injuries, a shoulder. And guys, toe, so turf toe is, it's your nerve. Like where your
Brock did not get turf toe, just to be clear.
Okay, but you don't want him to get it.
True.
You don't want him to get it, and he can. That's Joe Burrow that has the turf toe, but
third degree.
But he can easily, if you put somebody like Purdy out there, he could re-damage the toe. He could re-damage the shoulder. I think he should just get. And that's the thing about Coach Shanahan. He and the Shanahan family, they have a history of rust. Of putting players, RG3, they got a history of putting players out when they need to just rest up. It's not a game, not a, you know, we're 2-0. We can risk it. I would let Mac Jones play, and I would rest Purdy.
Speaking about toes, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suffers turf toe third degree, out for at least 3 months. But Ray, he's a slow healer, so he might be out for the season. What are your thoughts over this?
He's out. He's done, folks. He's done. He's done for the season. And this there's turf toe, but then there's turf toe to the third degree. And guys, what turf toe is, your toe has sprain. It's like very badly sprained, torn ligaments. For a quarterback, when you get blitzed and you got to run, how you gonna run? You can't pivot. You got to
in the pocket.
You know, and it's, man. Like I've had toe injuries. I've never had turf toe, but I've had sprained ankles. I had a sprained foot. I've had sprained toes. It is painful, very painful.
It's not fun at all. So Joe Burrow might be out. Of course, you got Jake Browning. He's up in the helm. Some people say he can win some games for the Bengals. What are your thoughts on that?
He won the last game. He won the last game. So
even with three interceptions.
I know. See, that's the only thing with Browning, though. He plays ugly.
but he gets the job done, though.
Gets the job done. But the thing is, my only thing is he going to be durable and last during the season? Because that offensive line is, come on, there's a reason why Joe Burrow keeps getting hit, and that's that offensive line. That offensive line is not great. Are they going to protect Browning? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Bengals are not going to turn up for Jake Browning, so we'll see what happens. There was a game last night, if you did not know, on Amazon Prime. I know you're a subscriber. Dolphins lost their 0-3 against the Bills, lost 21-31. The Bills burned 2 minutes and 38 seconds on a 6-play, 29-yard drive that ended in a field goal, helping Buffalo improve to 3-0 with a 31-21 at Highmark Stadium. Meanwhile, the Dolphins dropped to 0-3. Your thoughts over this matchup, Mr. Sherrod?
First of all, I do watching plays with my buddies. We watched the game from beginning to end. I thought the Bills should have been. I mean, Cook was on fire, man. He was
he was worth that $12 million.
Whoo, he was just, they couldn't stop him. And there was like first quarter, like most of the first quarter, it was just cook, just running. And I thought, you know, I thought they looked good, man. Josh Allen threw three touchdowns. Jane Cook had 108 yards with one touchdown. Their tight end, Dalton Kincaid, was amazing. I mean,
the guy who dropped the ball last year.
You know what though? That was last year. We playing in the now, and he had six out of his six targets. He caught five, and I thought he did. I thought he did great. He caught a touchdown. He even got pushed out of bounds. He could have got another touchdown. Dolphins. Ugh. So when I watched the game, I seen some guys that were open that Tua could have threw to. I think there was a Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill was like, dude, I'm open. But yeah, Tua was running, you know, and I think he's looking over here when he should have been looking over there. And
he did slide properly.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, man. Because when he slid, his head still hit the grass. We even my friends, man. We watch how he slides. Because there was a replay, and they showed him slide. And when you slide, you do not want to back that head up against, like hit it back. Because if somebody lands on top of you and smacks your head, but Tua wasn't really. He was throwing little dunts. I didn't understand. He was just throwing these little passes in the beginning when he should have like just chucked it down to like Waddle or somebody. And I know that's hard. Like there was guys that he could have gotten that ball down to, but he just kept throwing it. I will say I was impressed with Ollie Gordon the second. I thought the kid ran hard. He did get a touchdown. But I do like him running. I like him and Devon mixing up, going back and forth running.
Yeah, Ollie Gordon the second had 38 yards with Devon Achan 62 yards. Mm-hmm. Malik Washington at 20. So they did have a running back by committee here.
Yes, they did.
So I saw improvement from Miami Dolphins from the previous 2 weeks. Yes, it was a loss, but I think – as a fan, I think if they played an easier team that night, last night, they would have won. Or no?
Doesn't matter, man. You're 0-3. You got to play who's in front of you. Don't matter. Don't matter easy. Don't matter hard. You have to win games. Now you're 0-3. Your coach is on the chopping board to get cut. All right? And I hate to say it, but I think it's time for him to go because you've got way too much. There's a lot of talent out there on that field to be, I mean, just 0-3. And I get it. Yeah, the Bills is a tough team, but there was a chance they were actually getting down the field. Tua threw an interception. And the guy just went over and just, thank you, got that ball.
Yeah, quite something, you know.
Ready?
We got some games going on this week. Yeah. Does not understand, but there's a lot of action going on, a lot of big games going on. But let's start with Rams at Eagles. Eagles are winning ugly, I think Ray said one time. Mm-hmm. But they're 2-0. They beat the Chiefs. Rams defense has allowed only one total touchdown through 2 weeks. So it's only been 2 weeks. Saquon Barkley expected to be the centerpiece versus the Rams run light defense. Who do you have? The Rams 2-0 at Eagles. Who will have that first loss?
You're going to see the real 2-0 team, and it's going to be 3-0 soon. That's the Eagles. I got the Eagles beating the Rams. The Eagles just got way too many weapons, man. They got way too many weapons. Rams, Eagles.
Matt Stafford's holding up with that back injury, though.
You know what? He is. I'll give you that. I did talk about his back injury. Yeah, he is.
Man, what is he taking?
But the Eagles, I mean, you still got to deal with Jalen Hurts throwing and running. You still got to deal with Shaquan. You got AJ. You got Devontae. Goddard might come back. He's been practicing. So
I haven't seen Tank Gisby yet.
I think they're going to have him do some kick returns, and then they'll probably – we'll see.
Put some packages in there for him.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk about Jamin Clowney. I want to talk to you about that when we were just Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's coming. He's coming.
Oh, gee, he's going to play. He's playing 3 weeks. He's playing this weekend. Packers at the Browns. Packers run game slow to the start. Might be one of the best teams in the NFC. Right thing, still the Niners. Browns have allowed only 19 rushing yards all year. Browns leaning on rookie running back Quinshon Judkins, who got in trouble with the law a couple weeks ago. And Michael Parsons, a major disruptor for Green Bay. Is he going to do damage with Cleveland? In Cleveland?
Nah, man. Parsons and the Packers, man. They're going to mop up the Browns. I'm sorry. Joe Flacco, yeah. I got the Packers, man. I got the Packers winning that.
Packers and Browns. I got the Packers too in Cleveland. Let's go to Minnesota. Backup of the backup quarterbacks. Carson Wentz versus Jake Browning. And Browning's making his first start of the season. Bengals owns NFL's worst rushing offense, but Vikings allow 5.2. This is a tough one. Split decision. Ray, who do you have? Flip a coin.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to go with the Bengals, man, because this is going to be a sloppy game. You're going to see some interceptions. You're going to see some mistakes and fumbles. But I can see Chase Brown getting used. I can see Higgins, and I can see Chase. I can see them. They're going to have to help Browning. And so all they got to do is do some slants, do some short little passings, and let those guys run it down the field. But I got the Bengals.
This is a winnable game for the Bengals. Browning needs to win high to six games. That's all he needs to win before December if he comes back.
Vikings don't have Aaron Jones either.
Ooh, that could be troubling. Raiders rookie defensive tackle John Alulu already has 3 sacks in 2 games as the Raiders visit the Commanders. Raiders are 1-1. Commanders are 1-1. Is Raiders 1-1? Anyways, who do you have in that game?
I got the Raiders, man, because Commanders got Mariota is going to be – because they don't have Daniels. They got Mariota is going to be –
it's official. That's newsflash for me.
Mariota.
I haven't seen that guy in a while. All right. So,
Mariota used to be a Raider, too.
And guess who's coming back to RFK Stadium?
Say his name.
The Commanders are going – they're building the stadium again. How about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't remember that stadium. It was before my time.
I remember the stadium. I used to live in Maryland. We used to always go to D.C. and we used to go to Virginia and in the area. So I remember it. So, yeah.
Hey, back in D.C., I like it. I'm double checking the Raiders are 1-1. They are 1-1. I thought they were 0-2.
No, dude, they're 1-1. 1-1.
Okay. Well, Pete Carroll, you know, Tom Brady is actually wasn't in the coach.
Yeah, what's he doing in the booth? Like, you in the wrong booth. You're supposed to be in the newsroom. You know, what you doing? And I get it. He's got a little percentage in the team, but
it's only 5%.
I know. He ain't supposed to be in there.
I got a feeling he's going to get into some type of coach in the future and get out of this broadcast game. Mark my words.
I agree with you. I agree.
All right, Texans are 0-2. They're averaging 14 games per game, 14 points per game. That's not good. Jaguars are working to get rookie Brian Thomas Jr. more involved. Trevor Lawrence historically struggles against Houston. Who do you have, Texans at Jaguars?
I'm gonna go with the Jags, man. With the Jags.
So you're saying Texans will go 0-3?
Yeah, man. Chubb only ran he had 25 yard touchdown. You know, and that still couldn't get him over. The running, without Joe Mixon, Texas is hurting. I'm sorry. They need Joe Mixon back in the mix.
They do. No association to his name. Jets turn to veteran quarterback Tyrod Taylor, Ray, if you do not know this.
For his first start in
the 2 years, Bucks have major O-line injuries. But Baker Mayfield's leadership praise, he's grinding these games out. Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson owns a massive 30% target share. Who do you have? The Jets are 0-2 at Tampa, 2-0. Very humid in September.
Dude, I got to go with Tampa, man. You know, shout out to Tyrod, 14 years in the NFL.
The best backup quarterback out there.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, man. Buccaneers, they're 2-0. And yes, the Buccaneers have been playing a little bit ugly, but guess what?
They've been winning.
A win's a win. Yeah.
Win's a win.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many stats, rushing yards, it's a win.
Yeah.
All right. Steelers are struggling, Ray, badly with the run game on both sides of the ball. Patriots may get back cornerback Christian Gonzalez back to face DK Metcalf. Rookie quarterback Drake May trending up, dual threat impact. Steelers at Patriots, a classic. What do you have?
You know what? Oh, man.
This is going to be a good game.
This is going to be a good game. Go with the Patriots, man. I'm going with the Patriots.
Mike Vrabel's coming through.
Going with the Patriots.
Colts are winning despite low pressure and sack totals. Titans have allowed NFL high 11 sacks. Titans run defense shaky without defensive tackle Devondre Sweat. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones off to a hot fantasy start if you don't have him. 2-0 Colts at 0-2 Titans.
Got the Colts. I love me some Cam. Oh, Cam. But you know what? I got to go with the Colts, man. Hey, proof's in the pudding, man. Look how he's playing.
Who would have thought the Colts being the Broncos?
Look how the Colts are playing, man. They're playing good. They're airing that ball out. All these receivers are doing great. The running game is on flow. Everything is just balanced and perfect. I do love Cam, but Cam's got to play some more, man. He is a quarterback. But I do like them. I like some of the Titan players, but I got Colts.
The Colts win in Nashville. Should be pretty warm there still. Falcons offense struggling in red zone, Ray. Defense carrying early. Bryce Young from the Panthers threw for 328 yards last week, but faces fierce Atlanta pass rush. Bijan Robinson primed for big yards after contact day. Who do you have? Falcons 1-1 at the Panthers 0-2.
Man, I see London. I see Pitts. I see Penix having a big day. But Panthers, it's gonna be really close. But I think the Falcons are gonna win. You're gonna see Chubbard do a lot of stuff, do what he usually do. But I got the Falcons.
The Dome Stadium winning in hot Charlotte. The Denver blitz heavy, but only one sack on Daniel Jones last week. Herbert threw under blitz. Chargers lose Khalil Mack. No Khalil Mack this weekend.
Yeah,
Broncos Bo Nix leads NFL in interceptions versus zone. Chargers play 60% in the zone. The Broncos lost against the Colts last week, 1-1 at Chargers, 2-0. They're hot too. This is an AFC West showdown.
Man, you know what? These are two hot young quarterbacks that are. I really like Bo Nix and I love Herbert, but Herbert. He's on another level, man. And he's got Keenan back. He got the OG back. And the OG's been scoring. I just think the Chargers just got the weapons, man. They got the weapons. And I just Chargers.
And they got
3-0.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, 3-0.
Rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler still searching for that first win, Ray. Seahawks warn against trap game despite being heavy favorites. Wide receiver Jackson Smith Njigba. Chasing history with third straight 100-plus yard game. Saints 0-2 at Seattle, 1-1 at Lumen Field. Who you got?
You know what, man? I got the Seahawks, and I hate as a 49er fan. You know, I can't stand the Seahawks, but they're going to beat the Saints. I loved how Rattler played in the last game, and I think he's going to get better and better. But I got the Seahawks winning because I see Walker, the running back. They got a better receiver. I mean, I know the Saints got Alvin Kamara, but it's just not going to be enough. And the Saints got good receivers, too. But I just think the Seahawks are just going to outdo them. But I do see McDonald doing mistakes, too. He's going to do some mistakes.
You think the Saints need James Winston?
How Rattler played in the last game, I give him a chance. When you hit 0-3, then you can think about, okay, maybe we might have to switch out. But But I give Rattler another chance because he could have won that Niner game. He could have won that.
Wow. Interesting. Well, Niners are back home, Ray. Marvin Harrison Jr. frustrated with slow start despite team's hot record. Kyler Murray, always a challenge for San Francisco, Ray. You know that. 49ers, Kendrick Bourne could see bigger role in return. Cardinals 2-0 at 49ers 2-0. AFC West, NFC West showdown.
You know what, man? Like I said, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it again. I'm a Niner faithful. Cardinals do not scare me. Marvin Harrison doesn't scare me. McBride doesn't scare me. Connor, they don't scare me. Niner, come on, man. We got CMC. We got Juwan Jennings. We got Slick Rick. We got tight ends. I mean, we got Robinson as a backup. I won't say Kyler Murphy's not a flop.
He averages 52.8 rushing yards against the guys all the time.
Yeah, but not this game. Not this game. You'll see. You'll see. We'll talk about it next Friday, folks. We'll talk about it. Go Niners.
49ers win at home at a beautiful Levi Stadium. Dak Prescott, sharp. 75% on third downs, Ray, thriving under pressure. Bears coach Ben Johnson's confident in his prep versus ex-Chicago coach Matt Eberflus, now Cowboys defensive coordinator, if you did not know that. Rookie quarterback Caleb Williams flashes with wide receiver Rome Udunze. Cowboys 1-1 at the Bears 0-2 in Soldier Field. Will the Bears win?
No. No. Guys, I told you last week, Cowboys is winning, and they won the game. Cowboys have, with the combination of Javonte Williams, Mike Sanders, they also have Lamb. They also got Pickett. They also got Ferguson. They go
DJ Clark.
Yeah. But yeah, I like what Kalen Williams is doing this year. He's actually playing a little bit better, but he ain't winning games. He's got to close out. Plus, the Cowboys got an awesome kicker. They got an awesome kicker, man.
And you forgot to mention there's one addition, Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes, they the brought Cowboys. Back yes,
that would root. That would move the needle, right, Ray?
Yes, yes, yes.
Anyway, he's back. He was with Tennessee a couple weeks ago. Cowboys signed him. He was free, walking around. Hey, come enjoy. He's playing this weekend, actually.
I know, man. That's I can't wait. They got the OG.
Something about this Cowboys team, the most unpredictable team in the NFL. I think
that is true. That is true.
The Chiefs are 0-2. Who would have thought? Who would have dreamt that? I didn't dream that. They're going against the Giants. They're 0-2. Almost beat the Cowboys, but the Cowboys had Aubrey, who could kick 100-yard field goals. Chiefs are desperate, Ray.
Yeah.
Giants respect Mahomes despite Casey's slow start. Mahomes seeking third straight game with pass plus rushing touchdown. Chiefs are favored, but what are your thoughts? What's going to happen in the Meadowlands?
First of all, I want to send a huge apology to Russell. I've been saying he's old, horrible. You look good, man. Yeah, he looked good. He was looking really good. They should have won that game. They should have won that game. But you know what, man? Chief is getting worthy back, okay? They're getting their number one receiver, and I think that's what you need that. And they got to use Kelce, man. You need to use Kelce. I don't know what is going on, man. I feel so bad for Kelce and all the Swifties out there. But they got to play. They got to play Kelce. You got to get that ball out to Kelce. You need to get Pacheco, get him running. But I got the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs with Worthy coming back. Worthy, Hollywood, Juju. I think I got the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to be 1-2. It's going to be 1-2. Giants are losing.
1-2. Chiefs are winning first. Meadowlands. Winnable game for the Chiefs. The Giants, Jackson Hart, will he play or start this weekend? I don't think so. They would have announced it by now.
Right.
But Russell Wilson had 450 yards last week.
He played amazing.
Deep ball.
That was classic Russell, man. Classic Russell. I felt so bad because I counted him out. I'm eating crow. I admit I was totally wrong. He's good.
Look at Let's look at the comments. Ray, your flow is on point today. Rudy says, shout out to Ray calling the Dallas Cowboys win last week. He did.
Thank you.
Colts are on fire. We agree.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Poor Cam Ward. He deserves better. Does he deserve better?
I think, rookie, hey, you're not going to win every game. And Brett Favre, when he started, he didn't win all his games. But he's good. Cam, I love what I'm seeing from Cam. I love his confidence. He's good. He's the real deal.
Don't give Rue Diggs hope, Ray.
Yeah.
Ray, no Rattlers on my team.
Yeah, he's talking fantasy. He's talking about fantasy.
Is Purdy coming back? Ray thinks so.
He says he is. I wouldn't.
I would ease him in. Not this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, he's got not one but two injuries. He's got a toe and shoulder. When you got two injuries, you got to throw. And people don't remember he took his arm out. He was out one time. He took his arm out and he had to have surgery. So rest him up.
He's kind of brittle. I will save him up against.
He is.
Jacksonville Jaguars. No, maybe save him up to the Rams October 2nd.
He's not as brittle as Burrow, though. you blow on Burrow and he gets a fracture.
Kyler Murray is a flop.
I don't think so. He's not a flop. I wouldn't call him a flop.
Maker of Chaos, RIP Bengals. I think so for the season.
Yes, I totally agree. Totally agree. But they still got. They still got some players, man. You guys have to step up and help out the quarterback. You got to step up and help them out. You know, it's a team game. It's not one player. It's a team. So the team's got to step up. Yeah. Offensive line, you got to step up. Protect.
Praiseworthy some more. Yep, if they win. Last time you said Worthy was going to have a huge game, he got injured.
Hey, that's football, man. You know. So it happens. It happens. There's injuries.
Russell Wilson throws a 40-yard pass to Wandale for the game-winning touchdown against the Chiefs. Good prediction.
You know what? He plays good, man. When you're throwing over 400 yards, man, that means everybody's getting that. Don't forget neighbors. Don't forget neighbors.
Malik Neighbors, he was a beast last week.
Yeah, he was.
With the Giants versus the Cowboys. I don't do Monday night, but you always are ready for that. Lions 1-1 at Ravens 1-1.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to have popcorn. I'm going to have some soda pop. I can't wait, but I got the Ravens. I got the Ravens.
Ravens are going to win in Baltimore. That sounds pretty fair. Lions, I got to see more data from them. I'm not 100% sure they're at.
Golf threw like what five touchdowns? He went off.
Yeah, he did.
You think Russell Wilson's will continue to do well? Yes, I do.
I think so.
Yes, I do.
I think he's meshing. I think he has a good wide receiver.
He's in the New York market, and when they had the first game, he was just getting raked under the coals. Even I called him a bum. I told somebody that he was a bum. He's done, and now. And when I watched the game, I felt really, really bad. That's why, Russell Wilson, I truly apologize, man. Guys, age is nothing but a number, man. It's what's your heart. It's what's inside your heart, you know.
The willpower.
Exactly.
The Michael Jordan sick game. That's what I think of.
Exactly.
All right. Well, there you go. Week 3 looks exciting. A couple good games. You cannot be bored on Sunday. So definitely check out which game you can watch. Or you can watch Red Zone like Ray does sometimes. And see every play, every action, and hopefully no injuries. But as Ray said, it could happen. It's the NFL. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about that popcorn recipe?
I'm Ray 3473, also known as the Gaming Sideboard, or what my mom and dad gave me, Ray Sherrod. You can find me on Threads, Twitch, X.com, and also Blue Sky. And you can also see me on the Sportcast.
Yeah, he's on the sports guys. We do some clips on him. He loves it.
I love Instagram, folks. Instagram, please watch the shorts. Also, I also want to send a shout out to my good friend Rue. He also has a really cool because I play fantasy football my good friend Rue Diggs, also Maker of Chaos. We have a show called The Managers where we talk about fantasy football and we give you fantasy tips from our perspective and, you know, who you should play and who's going, what teams are going to win and stuff like that. So check out for The Managers, Rue Diggs.
Yeah, pick up Jake Tonjes, right?
Oh, yeah. And then shout out. I have a friend. He spent $100 on Jay Brownings on the waiver wire. And you know what, man? I think Jay Brown is going to do a good job. Yeah. He's going to do a good job.
He has Chase Brown.
Yes.
Well, there you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Instagram, X, and Threads. We'll be live tweeting throughout the weekend. A lot going on in football and college football too. So we're gonna have a good weekend. I got a feeling. We'll see if the Niners go 3-0. I think so. All right, guys. This was your update.